Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin, my name is Ram Gold. All right, and today we're Zichu Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Hey, the fourth parak Hazav. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara attempts to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion quoted on the previous Daf that Beis Shammai holds that gold coins are not considered currency at all, and one cannot be machal ma'aser sheni onto them. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asilivos dinar bedinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar, meaning to repay the same number of denarim, whose value may be higher at payment constituting ribbis. Since all agree that silver denarim are currency relative to themselves, he must be discussing gold denarim and saying that Beis Shammai considers them like produce and not currency, even relative to themselves. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that even if gold is currency relative to itself, such lending is still prohibited. Since gold is considered produce relative to silver, according to Beis Shammai, and we say that gold is what appreciates or depreciates relative to silver, payment would appear like ribbis if the gold has a higher value. And Tosos adds that lending silver would have the same issue, according to Beis Hillel. This is supported by Rabin, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that one may be machala ma'aser sheni onto dinarim. Point number two, the Gemara presents a second version explaining why Beis Shammai does not allow being machal silver coins of ma'aser sheni onto gold coins, according to the Amora, that Beis Shammai agrees that gold is considered currency. Beis Shammai holds that the word hakesef, the money of ma'aser sheni to be spent in Yerushalayim, kesef rishon vel kesef sheni. It teaches that it must be the first money and not the second money, meaning one cannot be machal money of ma'aser sheni onto other money. Accordingly, Beis Shammai would even disallow being machal silver dinarim onto other silver dinarim. This version is eventually disproven, and the Gemara presents another. Beis Shammai holds the rabbis prohibited being machal silver salaim onto gold dinarim shemiyashe el yosef, because perhaps one might delay his ascent to Yerushalayim if his silver coins of ma'aser sheni do not add up to a gold dinar, and he may not bring his silver coins with him. Beis Shammai agrees that one may be machal produce unto gold dinarim, because he'll not delay redeeming them until he has enough for a dinar, since produce spoils. And point number three, the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rav and Levi if coins can be used to affect chalipin. One says, matbea nase chalipin, a coin can be used to affect chalipin, and the other says it cannot. Rav Papa explains his second opinion, mishum de daita asursa, because the seller's mind is on the figure on the coin, asursa avita de batla, and the figure often becomes voided by the government. Therefore, a coin is not considered whole, which is a requirement for chalipin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah, which taught that one party's taking gold coins acquires silver ones for the other, seems to prove that chalipin can be made with coins. The Gemara answers the Mishnah's cases where the silver is given bedamim as money payment and not in exchange of chalipin. As such, the Mishnah should be understood as saying that acquiring the gold coins is mechayev. It obligates the buyer to pay silver because the purchase is complete, not that the seller owns the silver coins. This is supported by the Mishnah's next case, that one party's acquiring silver coins does not acquire gold coins for the other, which would not be true if the Mishnah was discussing chalipin. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara attempts to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion quoted on the previous daf that Beis Shammai holds that gold coins are not considered currency at all, and one cannot be machal ma'aser sheni onto them. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asilivos dinar bedinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar, meaning to repay the same number of denarim, whose value may be higher at payment constituting ribbis. Since all agree that silver denarim are currency relative to themselves, he must be discussing gold denarim and saying that Beis Shammai considers them like produce and not currency, even relative to themselves. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that even if gold is currency relative to itself, such lending is still prohibited. Since gold is considered produce relative to silver, according to Beis Shammai, and we say that gold is what appreciates or depreciates relative to silver, payment would appear like ribbis if the gold has a higher value. And Tosos adds that lending silver would have the same issue, according to Beis Hillel. This is supported by Rabin, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that one may be machala ma'aser sheni onto dinarim. Point number two, the Gemara presents a second version explaining why Beis Shammai does not allow being machal silver coins of ma'aser sheni onto gold coins, according to the Amora, that Beis Shammai agrees that gold is considered currency. Beis Shammai holds that the word hakesef, the money of ma'aser sheni to be spent in Yerushalayim, kesef rishon vel kesef sheni. It teaches that it must be the first money and not the second money, meaning one cannot be machal money of ma'aser sheni onto other money. Accordingly, Beis Shammai would even disallow being machal silver dinarim onto other silver dinarim. This version is eventually disproven, and the Gemara presents another. Beis Shammai holds the rabbis prohibited being machal silver salaim onto gold dinarim shemiyashe el yosef, because perhaps one might delay his ascent to Yerushalayim if his silver coins of ma'aser sheni do not add up to a gold dinar, and he may not bring his silver coins with him. Beis Shammai agrees that one may be machal produce unto goldinarim, because he'll not delay redeeming them until he has enough for a dinar, since produce spoils. And point number three, the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rav and Levi if coins can be used to affect chalipin. One says, matbea nasa chalipin, a coin can be used to affect chalipin, and the other says it cannot. Rapab explains the second opinion, mishum de daita asursa, because the seller's mind is on the figure on the coin, asursa avida de batla, and the figure often becomes voided by the government. Therefore, a coin is not considered whole, which is a requirement for chalipin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah, which taught that one party is taking gold coins, acquires silver ones for the other, seems to prove that chalipin can be made with coins. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah's cases where the silver is given bedamim as money payment and not in exchange of chalipin. As such, the Mishnah should be understood as saying that acquiring the gold coins is mechayev. It obligates the buyer to pay silver because the purchase is complete, not that the seller owns the silver coins. This is supported by the Mishnah's next case, that one party's acquiring silver coins does not acquire gold coins for the other, which would not be true if the Mishnah was discussing chalipin. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Hei, and our standard Siman is now Manishtana. Manishtana. So here goes. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough to exchange for a gold one, which he was told cannot affect chalipin. Once again, slow motion. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana, that must be more duff. Mem hey. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Asur lilvos dinar b'dinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar, meaning to repay the same number of dinarim, whose value may be higher a payment constituting ribbis. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which reminds us, Beis Shammai holds that the rabbis prohibited being machal silver slime unto gold dinarim, Shema Yashel Yosef, because perhaps one might delay his ascent to Yerushalayim if his silver coins of Maaseh Sheni do not add up to a gold dinar and he may not bring his silver coins with him. Beis Shammai agrees that one may be machal produce unto gold dinarim, because he'll not delay redeeming them until he has enough for a dinar, since produce spoils. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which he was told cannot affect chalipin, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rav and Levi if coins can be used to affect chalipin. One says, matbea nasa chalipin, a coin can be used to affect chalipin, and the other says it cannot. Rapab explains the second opinion, mishum de daita asursa, because the seller's mind is on the figure on the coin, asursa avida de batla, and the figure often becomes voided by the government. Therefore, a coin is not considered whole, which is a requirement for chalipin. So once again, the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which he was told cannot affect chalipin. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazar. Daf mem olive. So the simon daf mem olive is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be on daf mem olive. The grandma who, taking the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself, was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous stuff taught that if one left a keg with his friend without designating a place for it, and the shomer moved it and broke it through an onus, he's only chayev if he had not put it back and had moved it for his own purposes, which is like stealing it. The Mishnah then says that if the owner did designate a place for his keg, the shomer is responsible for moving it for his own purposes, even after putting it down. So the grandma, who taking the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself, was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot, and was surprised because she hadn't actually taken any, which reminds us, Rav and Levi argue of Shrichas Yad Shrichas Chisaron, misappropriation of a pikadon requires a partial loss for the shomer to be liable. So the grandma, who taken the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself, was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot, and was surprised because she hadn't actually taken any, which her grandson patiently explained to her was because of the extra pasuk of Shrichas Yad, which reminds us, having established that Levi holds Shrichas Yad does not require a loss. The Gemara asks for a source. Rabbi Yochanan explains, the Torah wrote the law of Shrichas Yad both regarding a Shomer Chinam and regarding a Shomer Sachar. Levi holds, since it applies to a Shomer Chinam, who is only chai for negligence, it certainly applies to a Shomer Sachar who is liable for theft and loss, and its mention there is superfluous. Rather, it's written to teach that Shrichas Yad is liable even without any loss. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds it's not superfluous because a Shomer Chinam has a stringency to pay kefil if he swears falsely that the pikadon was stolen, as opposed to a Shomer Sachar who is liable for theft. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one deposited money with his friend, Sraron, Yivshilon, Achrav, if he bundled it up and slung it behind him or handed it to his young child and did not lock the door adequately before them, he's chai because he did not guard it as Shomrim normally do. But if he guarded it in the normal manner of Shomrim, he's pater. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing, from Bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak said, "In a Bracha Metzuya El Bedavra Hasamui Min Ha'ayin." Bracha is only found in that which is hidden from the eye, as the pasuk says, "Yitzav Hashem Itcha as a Bracha Ba'asamecha." Hashem will command the blessing to be with you in your silos, Ba'asamecha in your silos, hinting to Samui hidden. Rashi says this refers to produce increasing in quantity on its own. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing from Bracha, tried not to be noticed when the toothless ox he sold to an apotropos, which was then given to a herdsman, died from starvation, which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident in which an apotropos for orphans purchased an ox for them and left it with the herdsman. The ox lacked teeth and died from starvation. Rami Bar Chama wondered who might be chayev. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The magazine storekeeper magazine. That must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine storekeeper who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, which reminds us. The next mishnah states that if one leaves money as a pikadon with the money changer, if it's bundled, he may not use it, as the Gemara explains, and is therefore not responsible for the loss. If it's loose, he may use it and is therefore liable for its loss, even if he never uses it. A private homeowner may not use a pikadon of money regardless of its packaging and is therefore not responsible for it. Tanaim argue if a storekeeper is like a money changer or a homeowner. So the magazine storekeeper who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is shlichus yad, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, hashlech yad bepikadon, regarding one who misappropriates a deposit. Beishameh says, yilka b'chas b'yasir, he is stricken both with its decrease and increase in value. Beis Hillel says, kashas hotza, he pays like its value at the time of its removal. Rav explains that they argue about a pikadon which decreases in value after shlichus yad of the shomer, and argue if shlichus yad requires a chisaron. Beishameh holds it does not, and so it enters the Shomer's possession immediately, and he must pay for its initial higher value. Beis Hillel says Shlichus Yad requires a chisaron, and it did not enter the Shomer's possession until its decrease, so he pays its lower value. So the magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is Shlichus Yad, and featured an article with the rabbi who held the Shomer pays Kishas HaTviyah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva gave a third opinion regarding the liability of a Shleich Yad. Kishas HaTviyah, he pays according to the Pikadon's value at the time of the claim and based in. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Kiva agrees, but makom sheish edim, in a case where there are edim who saw the Shlichus Yad and know the item's value at that time, that he pays according to that earlier value. Daf Mem Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The Shomer who fell in the mud, that must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The Shomer who fell in the mud who had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit, which reminds us, there's Malchus Beis Shom Beis Hillel whether one is chai for Shlichus Yad if he just had intent to use the item, or if he needs to actually misappropriate the item he was watching. So the Shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit. Didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, which reminds us. The fourth parak begins, Azav Kona Sekesev. When exchanging gold coins for silver coins, the buyer's acquiring the gold coins acquires the silver coins for the seller. Mekesev Eina Kona Sezav, but the seller's acquiring of the silver coins does not acquire the gold coins for the buyer. Several other examples are listed, and the underlying concept is that money does not acquire produce, and neither party can retract until the buyer acquires the produce. The Mishnah holds that gold currency is considered produce when compared with silver currency. So the shomer who found the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, and the man who was being machal mice sheni produce onto gold denarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, "Oyasa adam slime din rezav." One may not make, meaning deconsecrate, slime of Maaser Sheni into denarim, but Beis Hillel permits it. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish debate the point of contention. One says the Machlokes is specific to this case of being machal silver coins onto gold coins, whereas Beis Shammai holds that gold is considered the currency relative to the silver, and we cannot deconsecrate money onto produce. Beis Hillel holds that silver is considered the currency, so it's a valid chilul. Everyone would agree, however, that one may be chal real produce onto gold denarim, because even Beis Shammai agrees that it is currency relative to produce, just as Beis Hillel agrees that silver is currency relative to produce. The other Amora says that the Machlokes even applies to being machal produce onto gold denarim, because Beis Shammai holds gold currency is not considered money, even relative to produce. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss? How to safeguard money? That's on Duff. Membase. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have a question if one may mix settled shamarim back into oil when selling it? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number three, which stuff do you want? Rabbi Yochanan said, Asur Lilvos Dinar B'Dinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar. That's on Duff. Memhe. Good. Number four, which stuff do you want? Rabbi Kiva holds Shlichus Yad pays Kishas HaTviya. That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do we have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether one is chay for Shlichus Yad with just intent? That's on Duff. Memdad. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss? Who is chayv in the case of the toothless ox purchased for orphans that died from starvation? Is it the apotropos or the herdsman? That's on Dav. Membase. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you know that Zav is Kona Kesev, but Kesev is not Kona Zav? That's on Dav. Memdad. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you discuss? What the din is when a shomer steals a bikadon and returns it without the owner's knowledge, or he returns it to the wrong place? That's on Dav. Memov. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we have machlokes if a matbea, a coin, can be used to affect chalipin? That's on Duff. Memhe. Good. Number ten, which stuff do we have a question whether one can be machalel, silver slime of Maaser Sheni, onto gold dinarim? That's on Duff. Memdalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.